नमस्कार परम हंस परिप्राय आचार्य सदन सदस्य महान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शुभाषादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामीत भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समर लॉर्ड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समर लॉर्ड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर समर लॉर्ड। Thank you very much.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Verse is finished. 12?
We didn't do all the purport.
No, then repeat this verse. Tat Shraddha Dhana Munayo.
Tat
Shraddha Dhana
Munayo
Jnana
Vairagya
Yuktaya
Pashyanti
Atmani
Cha Atmanam Bhaktya
Shruta
Grihitaya Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya
Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya
Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya
Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya
Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya
Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya Shraddha Dana Munayo
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Pashyantyatmani Chatmanam Bhaktiya Shruta Grihitaya Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo Pashyantyatmani chatmanam Bhaktiya shruta grihitaya Tat Shraddha Dana Munayo
Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya
Pashyantyatmani chatmanam
गृहीतया भक्त्या श्रुत गृहीतया
भक्त्या श्रुत गृहीतया.
We are repeating so that by hearing this sound you can practice. You should be attentive. By
tat sat dana munaya
people, they sometimes say, can you show me God? Have you seen God? These questions sometimes we meet. So the answer is here. Yes, you can see God. Everyone can see God. I am also seeing God. But there must be the qualification. Just like God is there. Suppose a motor car is there. Something is wrong there. Everyone is seeing. But one engineer or mechanic, he sees differently. Therefore we have to go there. What is wrong in this car? It is not running. He immediately touches some machine part, it runs. So these rascals, they do not know that how I can see God if I have not the qualification. The machine has gone wrong. I am seeing the machine. And the engineer, the mechanic, he is also seeing the machine. But he is seeing, and my seeing is different. He is qualified to see. Therefore, when the machine has gone wrong, immediately he touches some part, it runs. See, if for a machine we require so much qualification and we want to see God without any qualification, just see the fun. Without any qualification. Rascal, they are so rascal, so fool, that they want to see God with their nuisance qualification. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nahang prakasa sarvasu, jugumaya samabritaha. I am not exposed to everyone. Jugumaya, jugumaya is covering. So how you can see God? But this rascaldom is going on. That can you show me God? Have you seen God? God has become just a plaything. Here is God, he is incarnation of God. Namang duskitinam murhaparpadante naradhama. They're sinful, rascals, fools, lowest of the mankind. They inquire like that. Can you show me God? What qualification you have acquired that you can see God? Here is the qualification. What is that? Sat-tat-saddha-dhanamunaya. Oh, one must be first of all faithful. Faithful. Saddha-dhana. He must be very much eager to see God, actually. Not that as a proclivity, frivolous thing. Can you show me God? A magic, just like God is a magic. No, he must be very serious. Yes, if there is God, we have seen, we have been informed about God. So, I must see. There is a story in this connection. It's very instructive. Try to hear. One professional reciter was reciting about Bhagavat, and he was describing that Krishna being very highly decorated with all jewels, he is sent for tending the cows in the forest. So there was a thief in that meeting. So he thought that why not then go to Vrindavan and plunder this boy? He's in the forest with so many valuable jewels. I can go there and catch the child and take all the jewels. That was his intention. So you're serious? I must find out that boy. Then in one night I shall become millionaire. So much jewelry. No. So he went there. But his qualification was that I must see Krishna. I must see Krishna. That anxiety, that eagerness made it possible that in Vrindavan he saw Krishna. He saw Krishna the same way as he was informed by the Bhagavata reader. Then he said, you are so nice boy, Krishna. So he began to flatter. He thought that flattering, I shall take all the jewels. So when he proposed his real business, so may I take some of your these ornaments? You are so rich. No. My mother will be angry. I cannot. Krishna has his child. So he became more and more eager for Krishna. And then by Krishna's association he has already become purified. Then at last Krishna said, all right, you can take. Then he became a devotee immediately. Because by Krishna's association, somewhere or other, we should come in contact with Krishna. Somewhere or other. Then we'll be purified. Kaman, Bhayad, Desad, that's the gopis. The gopis came to Krishna being captivated by his beautiful feature. They were young girls, and Krishna was so beautiful. So, actually they came to Krishna being lusty. But Krishna is so pure that they became first-class devotees. There is no comparison of their devotion because they love Krishna with heart and soul. That is the qualification. They love so much Krishna that they didn't care for family, for reputation. When they are going at dead of night, Krishna's flute was there and they are all fleeing. Their father, their brother, their husband, where you are going? Where you are going in this dead of night? They didn't care. They neglected their children, their family, everything. We must go to Krishna. So this is required. We must be very, very eager, so that many gopis were forcibly stopped going to Krishna, they lost their life. Just see how much eager they are. So this eagerness is wanted. Then you can see God. Either you become lusty or a thief or a murderer, whatever it means. Some or other, if you develop this eagerness that I must see Krishna, then Krishna will be seen. So, here is the first thing is, how much eager you are to see Krishna. Krishna will respond. If you are actually eager to see Krishna, the reason may be different. Either you are lusty or to steal his ornament or somewhere or other you become attracted to Krishna, then your business is successful. Rupa Goswami has advised that he says in a poetry, it is on the matter of the gopis talking. The one gopi is advising another gopi that, my dear friend, smirang, chandrakina, vangshina styadhara, ujjala chandrakina, keshiti thopakante, govindakya, ma prekhishta tabajadi sakhe bandhu sangesti ranga. The idea is that one gopi is advising another gopi, my dear friend, there is one boy, his name is Govinda. He is standing on the bank of Jamuna near the Kesi Ghat and is playing on his flute. And he's so beautiful that especially during full moon night, please do not go there. Why? Because if you have got intention to enjoy in this material world with your family members, wife, children, husband, please do not go there. Smirang bhangitraya parijitang sachi bistinna drishti bhangitra. Krishna is always stands in three carved way with his flute. That is Krishna's tribhanga murari, tribhanga. Three places he is bent. So, smirang bhangitraya parijitang sachi bistinna drishti ma prekhishta sakhe jadi tava bandhu sanghe stiranga. If you think that you will enjoy more your life in this material world, then you do not go there. Do not bother. The idea is that if you want to see Krishna, then you will forget all this nonsense material enjoyment. That is seeing Krishna. Nama shamin kitatosmi barangana jati. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went to see Krishna to get the kingdom of his father. But when he saw Krishna, Vishnu offered, now whatever benediction you want, you take. He said, Samin kritathosmi parangana jachi. My dear Lord, I have no more any desire. That is Krishna. That if you want to see Krishna for some business, I shall see Krishna just like, of course, if you are eager to see Krishna, the motive may be different. But some or other, due to our eagerness, you will see Krishna. That is the only qualification. Another poetry, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati kriyatam jadi kuto bilabhati. This Krishna consciousness, I have taken this from this word, Krishna bhakti rasabhavanamati. This is actual translation in Sanskrit or Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita. So Rupa Goswami advises that Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita. Kriyatam. Purchase immediately. Krishna bhakti rasam bhavana mrita kriyatam jadi kutovi. When it is available, it is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. What is the price? Price? It is such a nice thing. You have to pay price. Yes, there is price. What is that? Tatra laulam eka mullam. Simply your eagerness. That is price. This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free. And he is doing that. Simply you have to purchase by your eagerness. That is what. Tatra laulam. No, eagerness, I have got eagerness. It is not so easy. Tatra laulam ekamullam janma koti sukriti bhi na labhate. This eagerness cannot be achieved even by pious activities for millions of births. If you simply go on doing pious activities, because without being pious you cannot approach Krishna. So if you go on doing simply pious activities, janma koti bhi, sukriti bhi, sukriti means pious activities, simply pious, still this eagerness is not awakened. So this eagerness is very important thing. But it can be awakened by the association of devotees. Therefore, we are giving chance to everyone to invoke that eagerness. Then you will see God eye to eye. It is not a big deal. Tatsadhana munayo. Those who have developed that eagerness, faith, that I must see Krishna in this life. This life is meant for seeing Krishna. It is not meant for becoming dogs and hogs. Unfortunately, the whole civilization is going on. They are being trained to become dogs and hogs. It is the only institution that is teaching people how to see Krishna. This is the only institution, this Krishna consciousness movement. It is so important. Tasadadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya. By eagerness, automatically you will be enriched with knowledge and detachment. Knowledge does not mean now we have discovered this atomic bomb. That is not knowledge. What knowledge this is? People are dying. You have discovered something which will accelerate death. But we are giving some knowledge to stop death. That is Krishna consciousness. This is knowledge. Jnana vairagya yukta. And as soon as you get this knowledge, automatically you become detached to all these nonsense material happenings. Thank you very much.